second down and 10. They got the 5 yards they lost earlier on that quarterback sack. Morneau's got the ball. He fakes the handoff in the middle. Morneau keeps off on the right side. Breaks a tackle down to the 30, down to the 25-yard line. And a great run there by the quarterback, Tommy Morneau, number 18, as he faked the handoff up the middle, kept the ball, broke off the right side tackle, and he ran it for some big yardage.
And as soon as he got into that secondary, he put such a nice cut to his left and picked up about another 10 yards after that. And now he's right back up there to run another play.
Looks down to the sleeve, picks out the play from Coach Minetti. We're going to have receivers far right and left going in motion. 44, there's a fake, but a quick handoff. That was a nice play with a quick handoff to 28, Joe Amon, as Morneau faked the handoff to the moving back number 44. Matt McVay did what he usually does. But half the plays, he comes running across the field from the far right side in front of the quarterback, faked the handoff off the left guard, and then Morneau looked like he was going to run it, but he reached back behind him, and he handed the ball to Amon. 8:29 to go here in the third quarter. Hatchett's with the ball and on the move. Handoff's gonna go to number 44 this time. Going to the left side, Matt McVay. McVay's gonna pick up maybe a yard or two.
You know, Baddock just started running this offense last season, so they're just into their second year, this Veer offense. It's really predicated on the fakes and the running out of the backfield and giving the quarterback the option to hand off to the fullback or take it himself or hit the guy coming in motion. And they're really getting the handle on it and working. It's working very well.
A couple teams that always ran great fakes, Harbor Beach did. I know Obley, they picked it up after a few years. Yeah, they get those great big sleeved jerseys. You can't see anything. Another team, Vassar, did an outstanding job for many years, really working with the quarterback and the running backs and the fakes. And that's worth putting the time into. You can see it here tonight as how they're working the Reese Rockets defense. They're really putting it to them. And Reese Rockets, all of the defenders have to be making a tackle, even if you're tackling the guy that's taking the fake. So Morneau with the snap, he stopped in the backfield. He's going to break a tackle. Just getting by number 57, Marty Wilkinson. Had him in the backfield, just enough to slow him down. Morneau fought back to the line of scrimmage and still picks up a yard or two.
You know, the double-edged sword of an offense like that, too, is you got to have a durable quarterback because he's going to get hit just about every play because he's... You know, he wants the other team to think he's got the ball. So he's going to get hit whether he's got the ball or not. And Tommy Morneau, you're seeing that he's just a tough kid out there.
Morneau out of the shotgun with Joe Amon. Going to split with receivers. Two wide right, two wide left. Pass is going to go to the right side. And the pass is going to be off to the right side. But behind number 44, Matt McVay.
Yeah, just behind him.
Well, it's kind of tough when you're not throwing the ball at all and, you know, you start slinging it all of a sudden out of the blue and you're a little bit cold, but you got to get that pass out there. Guy's got a good arm.
Oh, yeah.
But that one off of the right side was McVay. It was wide open and was thrown about 2 yards behind him. So that was fourth and four. That's going to give the Reese Rockets the ball. First and 10 on their 20-yard line. Galster calls the signals, fakes the handoff on the right side. He's going to keep the ball. He'll break it off of the left tackle and enough to pick up just a couple yards.
And that
five,
was
the quarterback.
That was Tommy Morneau right there making the stop. He came right up from that safety position and made a nice stop.
Boy, these quarterbacks are really putting on a show here tonight at the Claude Marsh Field in Bad Axe. Got another update here for you. Let me see. Sandusky and Marlette at the half. Sandusky 25, Marlette 20. Harbor Beach 28, Brown City 6. Almost a halftime. It's Vassar 21 and Cass City 18 at the half. For North Branch and Caro at the half. North Branch 41, Caro 0. Dropping back to pass. This one's going to go from the back. Long, wide open. Oh. Intercepted. Taken by number 18, Tommy Morneau's got the interception on this one. It was a long 35-yard pass. J. Jacob Hartman took the shotgun snap, tried to get the pass downfield, intercepted by Morneau. The Hatchets will take the ball back on the 43-yard line.
It was not a bad-looking pass,
not just bad.
A little bit underthrown, and Morneau made a great play on the ball, too.
Well, he needed that wind that time, Chad. The flag wasn't moving at all, but boy, he had a good arm there. And of course, here we go, back with the Hatchets. First and 10, 6:11 to go in the third quarter on the 43-yard line. Morneau with the snap out of the shotgun, drops back to pass, look to the right side, got a receiver open, but overthrows a receiver down the right side. Number 80, Mason Krug, 6'3", big junior receiver, was open off the right side, but overthrown.
Yep, and again, more good protection. I mean, Morneau was not under any duress back there. He had a lot of time, just couldn't quite hook up with his receiver that time.
So we'll go second 10, 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hatchett's receivers out all over the place. Three wide left, one split far right, wide right. 28's in the backfield. As always, Joe Amon lines up behind the quarterback. Going to be a quick pitch out to the left side. It's going to go to number 44, Matt McVay. But McVay is tackled by guess who? Number 5, Jacob Golster.
Of course. That looked like the same play they ran to this direction that they did on fourth down the last series that they couldn't quite hook up on.
Hatchett's right back up into this. It's going to be third and 8 with 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Back out of the shotgun. Morneau with two receivers, wide left and wide right. Makes the play. Puts 21 in motion. Zach Jandereski off the right side. He'll keep it and run it onto the number 18. Morneau's going to run it off of the right tackle, and we'll pick up a few. I thought he was going to hand that one to Jandereski.
Yeah, I've given up trying to figure out who he's going to hand it off to.
Even after the ball snapped. Oh, man, they're doing a great job out there. Nice fakes here by the blue and gold. And Reese doing a super job of picking up on it.
They really are.
Very
well coached.
They're
keeping the big plays from happening. They're showing a lot of discipline on the defense.
4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Still score 14-0. Bad Axe Hatchets with the ball. They've got it on the Reese 35-yard line. It's fourth and 2. They're going to go for the first down and keep it. And we'll have that first down with the keeper. Tommy Morneau is going to take it off a left tackle, and we'll have a nice run there. So he picks up about 7 yards on that carry. That was enough for a first down and then a few extra with 4:36 to go here on the third quarter.
And Matt McVay and Joey Amon coming out of the backfield, the blocks that they threw on that play to help Tommy gain those yards, they just had their men engaged and they weren't letting him go.
On the 28-yard line for the Reese Rockets is going to be first and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Morneau out of the shotgun, in motion is number 44, McVay right to left. Handoff on the right side to number 28, Joe Amon. And Amon will pick up a few as he gets it down to about the 24-yard line.
They just keep chewing up nice, respectable chunks of yardage each play here. Nothing fancy, but 4 or 5 yards a pop, and they're moving those chains.
And Reese is still in this game. At any point, they could bust one open. So stick with us. You're on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. The Bad Axe Hatchets hosting the Reese Rockets. That'll be second and 6. Quick handoff going to number 28 off the right side. Joe Amon runs off a right tackle and will have a nice pickup of about 5 more yards. I don't think he's got enough. Might be a yard or two short yet for the first down. But these guys have all been running it on the fourth down. So it'll be third down and 2. Hatchets with the ball. They've got it on the Reese 20-yard line. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Back in the motion, right to left goes McVay. Snap's going to go to Morneau. He'll keep it, runs off the left side, and powering up the middle, breaks a tackle, another tackle, and across the goal line. Number 18, Tommy Morneau, didn't stop pumping his feet. He took it from the 20 and punches it through, breaking at least 3 tackles and some great downfield blocking by the offensive line. Number 59, Nick Walsh, was right there with a great block, lead block. Ryan Haleski out through, and also number 44, Matt McVay, helping Tommy Morneau punch this one in.
Boy, it looked like his forward progress, they could have blown the whistle about three different times, didn't it? But he just kept going.
Those feet did not stop moving on that quarterback, and that's what the coaches teach if you're going to be in the backfield. You keep chopping the feet. Once you stop moving those feet, that flag or the whistle's going to blow or something's going to happen.